Good evening, everybody, or good morning, whenever you're listening to us, the 123 Not It Sisters. Not It. I'm Meg.
I'm Jules.
And we are coming to you just over a week late because the intro to our show, our wah, 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 is a reflection of the last week and a half. Woo! We're going to refer to it as the week and a half of Mondays. Why are they Mondays? Because they felt like Mondays.
Never ending.
Wednesday never came.
What day? What day?
Bunch of shitty Monday mornings. The afternoon didn't even come. Monday afternoon didn't even come.
It felt like Bill Murray.
100%. Groundhog Monday. Groundhog Monday. So we tried to record our weekly episode for you last week, but sadly, all of California was on fire. Northern California, Southern California, Jules in Colorado was snowed in. No sense going anywhere. We were having power outages, so no power, no internet, no internet, no streaming.
No streaming, no talkie.
No streaming, no talkie. So we come to you having just recorded a new episode for you last night.
Oh, awesome.
Another Monday. You will never know this episode.
No.
Because the cable on Meg's mic decided to break, and we did not find this out until we tried to submit it for all of you to listen. So Jules has a phenomenal recording of her talking to herself, which is not all that different from the day-to-day life for Jules.
It's actually kind of sad.
There was just no baby cooing to, like, give you the impression that somebody was listening. It was just silence. Which is funny because the episode actually ended in silence. But again, you'll never know.
You'll never know.
Highlights for the week. Oh,
there's no word. And y'all can have an opinion.
Do you want to open the door for that kind of judgment?
I was mom's daughter. I don't.
Aww. Mondays. So the highlights of the week, we're supposed to have a Halloween episode, and instead I decided to have my own Halloween and bring a little bit of blood and gore into my household. I had unknowingly knocked over a glass of wine this last week. Fortunately, I want you all to stay calm. The glass was empty.
Thank God. I was like, no alcohol abuse here. No spilling that crap.
No wine was harmed in the making of this horror scene. So I jumped off the couch really quickly without having known that this glass had broken and decided to walk across it. I am not impenetrable. And at least the first eighth of an inch of the bottom of my foot is most certainly not impenetrable. Now, fortunately, I'm married. I'm going to be. Ooh, honey. Okay. Did you know? We did it. Only in my dreams, as realism may seem. It was only in my dreams. Deborah Gibson. How do you be an artist and have one name and grow up and be like, I've decided that you will now not call me Ricky, you will call me Ricardo.
That's kind of what I do.
Was Ricardo? That's a whole other ball of wax.
Was Ricky Ricardo?
I probably not, but I sure did have you believing he was.
Oh, that would have been so mean.
I did. Oh, man. Am I allowed to actually say names? I don't know if we can do this. He wouldn't listen. Why would he? So I went to high school with a guy named Lee Tuffley. I was like, you got bookended, dude. Your parents gave you the same start to your name as they did the last time. You got bookended. So anyway, my fiance walks in and there's just like, by the time he knew what was going on, I had slowly moved myself from the living room to the kitchen. So there's like two huge pools of blood in the living room. And then there's
dragging marks.
Delightful trail of blood.
Like someone had stabbed you and dragged you away.
hey, babe, I just stepped on some glass. And he's like,
exactly what an intruder murderer would say.
Are you alive? So we did, in fact, clean up the glass and tried to clean up the blood. We might have to do a post-Halloween post on the Instagram for you to see what all of that looked like. Because it was delightful.
We don't need to do that.
I feel like you do.
No.
I feel like you do. I feel like you missed that,
Meg. I can't post that. I'll be like, I've been trying to post it. I keep passing out.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which. Okay. So Halloween, we went out and best costume ever. Right. So there's all of these amazing costumes coming into the bar. We weren't dressed up because we were just there to have a good time. We decided not to dress up this year. However, and earmuffs, if you must, but there was a couple there just in plain black t-shirts and hers said mother across the front and his said motherfucker. And I was like, that you should win. Not only is it a hilarious costume, I'm certain it's historically accurate.
Most likely. The one that makes me laugh that a lot of moms did this last year, mm-hmm. Was they had their baby as a shark, right? Baby shark. Baby shark. You're welcome. And then the mom carrying the baby would have like a tank top on and her nipples would be bleeding.
Oh.
Because she's breastfeeding a shark.
That's horrifying.
That one cracked me up.
That cracked you up. That you, I'm actually injured. You can't stomach it. But
no, that's
bloody
real.
Nipples as a result of a baby shark, we're okay with.
I mean, it happens with regular breastfeeding. Why wouldn't it happen with a shark?
Aw, owie.
Oh, so much.
Oh my goodness. So Halloween night, we had a handful of different activities at the bar that we visited. And I had never actually been bobbing for apples. I've always wanted to, and also not wanted to at all. But since they were doing it, I decided I would participate. Right. Well, you're like, I should. I definitely should.
My makeup's real good tonight, though. So I don't think I will. But my makeup's good tonight. So I don't know if I will.
Here's the thing. So everybody starts getting lined up for bobbing for apples, right? Corey mm-hmm. actually ends up going first, and he took forever. And he's usually really good at this kind of stuff. So I'm like, wow, this must be really hard. Well, then he comes up and he's like taking even longer because he's making excuses while he's not getting the apples. I'm like, dude, just get the apple. Come on. He's like, I'm looking for a stem. There's no stems. Now that I know there's no stem, I'm going to go for it. I'm like, okay, go for it already.
So that would be harder without a stem.
Well, if you can actually grab onto the stem, you've got a little something to bite on, you know, yes. Like a little baby shark bites onto a nipple. So anyway, he finally gets it. I think he was at like 30 seconds, something like that. So I dive in and I think I'd never done it before. Didn't know how to do it. Finally kind of figured it out. I think I was at like 12 seconds, something like that. Well, when we're getting in line though, you're all diving into the same bucket and this clown gets in line behind me, full clown makeup. And I'm like, no way am I going after you, lady. Like, first of all, kudos to you for completely screwing up your entire costume just to bob for an apple, because there's no way you're coming out the same.
What was the prize for first place?
I think it ended up being like a bottle of apple, I don't know, apple crown or apple bean something, Jim Beam.
That's worth ruining my costume.
Well, that's just it, you know? So anyway, she ends up going in and Corey wasn't going to have it. They let everybody have a second go, at it. And he was like, I know what I'm doing. She was like, are you going to go again? And I looked at Corey's face and I was like, nope, that's going to win. I'll be fine here. And also not going back in after, you know, clown face. So he goes in, he gets shoulders deep. She's screaming. She's like, don't whip back. There's equipment. There's speakers. Of course, his whole head is submerged underwater. Meanwhile, he comes up, flicks his head, and she's like, I said, don't do that. And it's like, I mean, an announcement to be made before their head's submerged underwater. But
yeah, I don't think he can really hear you under there, but okay.
You know, logic is not typically a strong suit Halloween night at 11 o'clock in the middle of a bar.
Logic isn't a strong suit in the middle of the day sometimes.
Accurate. Sometimes?
I'm not talking about myself.
I'm not either. I one of the many times I'm not actually going after you in this scenario. So, which kind of makes me feel like a bad person. So what do you guys do for Halloween?
We took the kiddos trick or treating.
Ooh, more tricks or treat.
And a little bit of both.
You know. Do people actually trick? Could you get away with that nowadays?
No, you'd get shot.
Like if they say trick or treat, like what trick could you get away with and not give candy?
I feel like the only trick you could get away with is changing your costume and coming back for more candy.
No, but isn't the person at the door asking for either a trick or a treat from the person answering the door? So like me as the adult in my home, if a child comes up and says trick or treat, don't I get to choose to give them a treat or yes. to
And that would explain the house down the street
a magic trick?
Out apples.
Oh, that's a trick.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you can have apples trick? Or candy. Apples.
Okay, so I'm glad that we clarified this because to me, I'm like, you know, thinking you can like start pulling pennies out of strange children's ears.
The only reason it bothered me that he was handing out apples is it was Honeycrisp apples, which are amazing, right? Huge, amazing, awesome Honeycrisp apples, right?
Right. So what's the problem?
Well, the day he's handing these out on Halloween, they were recalled.
Oh, well, that's the trick.
Like, oh, great. You're passing out salmonella.
Right. I mean, in his defense, he could have put razor blades in the candy. He just went with a poisoned apple.
I appreciate that. Just a night in
the hospital. Which really is true in really encompasses the horror and villains.
Disney villains. Yeah.
Now, here's my poison complaint. Apple. Was he appropriately dressed to be handing out poisoned apples? See, you got to give full disclosure by a witch's hat and a big wart on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Be like, right? Apple? For the pretty lady?
Long, wrinkly fingers and fingernails. And a bunch of bodies around you everywhere.
The girls bought the apples. I'm like, we got apples. I was like, throw them away.
Actually, funny you should mention that. When I went bobbing for apples, like, we hadn't really eaten much all day, and it was kind of a split decision to go out anyway. And so we were drinking, and like I took the apple out, and they were like, "What do you want me to?" I was like, "What do you want me to do with the apple?" And I was like, "Do you want me to throw it back in?" And they're like, "No, just set it over here." And I looked to the side, and I was like, "I eat it."
I wonder.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the only weirdo walking around a bar eating an apple. Apple core,
Baltimore.
Your friend,
me.
So whoever does or does not remember that was, what is that, Donald Duck? I just lost my sister. It's my goal to lose her at least one time in every episode.
I can't believe you remembered that.
Can't you, though?
I guess I can.
We did it a lot. So that was the Donald Duck cartoon, which I think primarily with Chip and Dale. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know. There's got to be a bigger rooted like connection to this had to be something from the 50s or something that was popular, because otherwise it truly makes absolutely no sense. But
I mean, that's not uncommon for us.
Who said what to Donald Duck, apple core, Baltimore. Who's your okay? So Chip and Dale would say apple core, and then Donald would reply
Baltimore.
Chip and Dale would say, who's your friend? Donald would say,
me.
And so they chuck the apple core at Donald's face.
I wonder why we have the dynamic we have.
Come here. I want to tell you something.
No,
just come here.
I don't want to.
Come a little closer. Quick, quick. Come here. No. Come here. I just want to tell you something. It doesn't even work across the country.
I'm nervous.
So, did you read anything interesting this week?
I read a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the end of your segment?
No.
Not going to share it with us? I'm just going to point out that you happened to run across a couple of good things?
I actually have one that I just remembered that I was like, oh, I should bring that up. So, you know, I watched the show Supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Watch, hashtag obsessed, hashtag if the stars of the show are listening, you might want to take out a restraining order.
Shut up. Just because I'm planning on visiting Austin for no reason other than to go to their bar.
Okay, on a first name basis, this is a problem.
No. The town really they live in. They live in Austin. Their names are Jensen and Jared.
Like I said... It's for your own protection. You may want to reach out. Maybe just an extra guard.
Well, so this is the last season of Supernatural. The show's been canceled. They're ending it, which has been devastating because it's been a part of my life since I was 15. So
if she ever ran into them, we don't at this point know if she were to give them a large hug or punch them in the face.
I'd hug them because they cried. They cried when they announced it was ending. Like, it was so sad. But
it's been on for how long?
15 years.
Oh, my God.
I'm over 30 for those that just did the math that I've watched it since I was 15. So thank you.
I love that you were intrigued by the same show that you were when you were 15.
If Smallville was still on, I would still be watching that. If Gilmore Girls was still on, I'd still be watching that.
Oh, my gosh. Total segue. Isn't What's-His-Face actually going to do with Superman now? Did it finally happen? Tom Welling?
Tom Welling is going to finally
be Superman. Damn time. Would they just needed him to age another 15 years?
See, he's all gray now.
He's a good looking dude.
He still is all gray and everything.
Okay. And then we just lost Hollywood Boulevard Superman. I don't know if you saw that. Mm-mm. The gentleman who was Hollywood known for being the Walk of Stars Superman that you could stop and take photos with. Unfortunately, we lost him. So
that's sad.
Boo. But anywho, back to Supernatural.
Supernatural. So the show's ending. They're both finding new things that they're going to do with their careers.
Are they though?
They are. The one who plays Dean is going to be starting a music career. And he's an amazing singer. Yeah, amazing. Absolutely incredible. He sings it all like their little Comic-Cons and things like that. Like, it's...
It seems like a weird place to sing.
Not if you knew the fans.
Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can. Spider-Pig.
Yes, that's the one. The one who plays Sam was hired on to be the new Walker Texas Ranger.
I'm very conflicted about my response to what you just said.
You know, we all were, but I'm pretty sure.
Is Sam the tall, skinny one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam was Dean on Gilmore Girls.
Okay. So I am a little confused as to why they're bringing back Walker Texas Ranger.
Funny thing, that's not the end of my story.
Okay, go on. Pin.
I think he's gonna lose that because of what just happened.
Wait, what?
He got arrested.
Oh, poor Sam. What did he do? Slap somebody?
No. Oh no. No one would arrest him for that.
Mufasa. They'd be like,
no, they. He got a little too tipsy in a bar. And punched the bartender. And then...
I gotta tell you, too light of a pour.
There's, right? They got him outside, and he went all Supernatural on him and got him in a headlock.
What?
Six foot, like, five guy.
Does he have any history of violence like that?
No. No, not that ever made the news.
And no one stopped and was like, guys. His show just got canceled.
Right?
That didn't happen?
The police report says that he took down like two people at the same time, punching them separately with like both hands. Like, he was like, bam, 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 bam. And then like got him in a headlock.
Simultaneously rolling backwards in a Matrix style fashion.
So there's video recording of him getting arrested. The people in the bar were recording, and he was so drunk. He was doing that, like, Matrix lean back on the car, you know, like, and, like, his head was, like, bobbling.
But his arms were apparently going strong.
Right? And then when the police showed up, he's leaning there, like, first he's like, I don't want to talk to you. And the cops are like, we're going to have to talk, dude. Like, you messed up.
Right.
he's leaning against the car while they're getting statements from everyone. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he pulls his wallet out and starts just flashing all the cash in his wallet. And the people in the bar were like, no.
Don't. Like, we're recording this because it's funny as hell, but oh, too far.
Damn, don't do it.
Too far. Oh, no.
So the thing is, though, so he got arrested.
Well, here's the question. Which is the greater crime? Like, if they were to, because you know how sometimes you get pulled over and they're like, you were totally speeding and ran that stop sign, but your registration's also expired, so I'm going to give you a fix-it ticket. Mm-hmm. Like, which one of those would be the lesser of two? Like, would you want to be hauled in for, like, beating the crap out of
assault,
someone?
Which is what he was called. Yeah.
Right? Assault or bribery. I actually don't know. I mean, I know you're not supposed to.
It reminds me of the Reese Witherspoon video.
I don't know how high it is on the radar.
It reminds me of the Reese Witherspoon video when she got arrested. When she got arrested or got pulled over and she's like, do you know who I am?
I do remember that because she's Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Bitch.
I'd be like,
right next to Britney.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, Elle Woods, get back in the car.
You can object all you want, sweetheart, but that habeas corpus is not going to work here.
So the thing is, though, Jared, which is his real name, not Sam.
You've lost me.
Sam, his real name is Jared.
Go on.
Okay. Has struggled and been very open with his struggle with depression and anxiety for years. He actually has a huge foundation for it. And So a lot of the fans are very forgiving and we're like, just be okay. You know, like you obviously were like having the worst day and it got worse than you possibly thought it could.
You almost want them to come out and just be like, listen, I had this huge fight with my girlfriend and,
well, and he's married with like three kids.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you almost like you figure, I don't want to say you want them to, but you almost think that like you'll get a far better response from everybody if you do kind of come clean. But on the flip side, then it's like, we all deserve a personal life. And, you know, if I were to go beat somebody up at a bar, it would wind up on like page 32 of the small community newspaper.
I've known numerous people. Yeah. I've known numerous people that have gotten arrested for being too drunk. So
you need to stop doing that. It's a problem.
I know, but I just am not ready to come out and say, listen.
Only in the house and only. Never mind. We're done. No appropriate things can come from this dialogue here.
Anything interesting in the news for you?
Well, actually, before we do that, I'm actually quite curious. Was there any resolution? Like, did they book him? Is he in jail? Like, what do we know?
He was in jail. He had a $15,000 bail. He was out within about 24 hours because that's probably was in his wallet.
Charged for assault, let go on the bribery for unknown reasons.
He has canceled some appearances at some of the Supernatural cons that they do, which is crazy.
So he's going to miss the other guy's concerts?
It's his best friend.
Well, that's what I mean. I know. He's going to miss his concerts.
I want to throat punch you, but I can't because you're through the computer.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man does. I've combined Spider-Man and Spider-Pig for the sake of time.
Got you.
So in a previous episode, we had actually, it's actually kind of funny, like a lot of these episodes, they really are on the fly. And we had a really fantastic episode that, like I said, didn't actually get to you guys last night, but we are truly not following anything that we did last night, which is kind of cool because we just it comes as it comes. There's some things we talked about last night. Maybe I'll bring them up either later in this episode. We did talk about this being a longer episode today just because we haven't really done one in a little while. So if you guys are okay with that, we're just going to keep talking. And if you're not, you can hit stop at any time.
And then read and then continue it later when you
and then resume watching because
Listening.
You're watching the device.
Listening.
You're playing this on full attention. Jules has like a Penelope situation going on, that Christina Ricci movie, which I've never seen. But
it's so good.
Is it though?
It really is, actually.
I can count on half of my fingers on one hand the number of good Christina Ricci movies.
This one's one of them. The girls love it.
Okay. Well, okay, you lost a lot of credibility.
They have better taste in shows than I do, trust me.
All right. Well, speaking of films, we were talking recently on a recent episode about Shia LaBeouf. How do you say his name?
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
But it sounds like something you use in the shower to cleanse yourself.
I'm sure he wouldn't object to that.
Shia LaBeouf. You know what's funny is I kind of didn't realize until I'm seeing his name in print that his name was Shia LaBeouf. I thought it was like Shia was like his first name.
Oh,
and
no,
then
Shia
was his last name. So Shia LaBeouf. We talked about him recently kind of losing his mind and what it would be like. I actually don't particularly remember the episode, but he wound up rocking back and forth in a corner in some it was we were trying to bring back Even Stevens.
Yes,
that's what it was. So funny enough, he's actually in the news this week or last week. Again, it's a compilation of the last 2 weeks because we're all over the place. But apparently he has a new movie called Honey Boy, and it's inspired by his own life.
Him.
Well, it's kind of a Ben Affleck, Matt Damon kind of situation. Okay. I think he wrote it. I think he's producing it. He's acting in it. It's a whole thing. It's, you know, what we're doing here, essentially. Nobody's sponsoring this, let's be clear.
Not yet. I was like, I needed to endorse something just now, and I couldn't think of anything.
Well, you know what? I don't care what it is. All I know is that my day is not complete unless I've got a full bowl of Cheerios in front of me.
It's true.
And that's just one of the things that starts my day off right. One full bowl of Cheerios and then off for a big cup of Starbucks, because I'm realizing we should have started with them. Mm-hmm. One big venti Starbucks.
Starbucks came to my rescue today. So
right? Yeah. 100%. Yeah, there was a coffee situation in your house. People almost died.
People did almost die.
Don't take away Julie's coffee. Okay, we are total ADD heads today.
Oh my god, we are. We're so sorry.
Shia LaBeouf has written and is starring in this movie inspired by his own life. And it's funny. It says, if you run into him on the street, you'll want to give the poor guy a hug. Now, again, not to downplay anything he may have been through. Mm-mm. But there is a lot of people I know that if they were to sit down and tell you their story, you'd want to run up and give them a hug. Like, we all have our things, and we all have our trials and our tribulations and, boy, you know, our struggles and things like that. And we all fall down black holes. We all have our everything. But it's just a little interesting to me that he has created a movie about it and is starring in it himself. Let's see. I'm just kind of recapping here. Otis and his divorced dad live in a dusty motel in California. So this, I think, it sounds like he's changed his name to protect the innocent. I don't know if that counts if you're taking credit for writing this script.
I guess being like, we made a movie about our lives, but my character's name is Juanita.
Otis. So anyway, I think that of course we all have our stuff that we go through, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people that can probably relate to it. So as I badger the movie, I'm now coming back around to the idea that this is probably a very beneficial movie for anybody who has been in a rough situation similar to his, because apparently it was not pretty. It was rough.
Well, now I kind of want to watch it and be like, oh yeah, guess what?
Really?
No,
you're gonna be like Eminem and retort with a rap song to.
I would totally be like Eminem with a rap song. Of course, I would.
Oh my gosh! Well, no, you know when like an artist does a song about another artist, and then like there's like the response. I don't know why. I think Eminem's was Mariah Carey.
Was it?
All right, let me see. I gotta find this now.
I mean, I feel like Eminem just picked on everyone for a little bit when he was like doing all the drugs.
Well, ironically, he picked on himself quite a bit.
He did. I felt like it was fair because he picked on himself and picked on everyone else.
Let's see. Eminem, Mariah Carey song. Boom. Let's see. So, The Warning.
only reason I dissed you in the first place is because you denied seeing me. Now I'm pissed off. Sit back, homie, relax. In fact, I gotta grab a six pack. Stop. Apparently it's a, hey,
I was expressing
true lyrics here. Okay. Let's see. Want to hear something wick whack? I got the same exact tat that's on Nick's back. Masked Singer.
Which has been on for a few weeks.
Nick Cannon is the Ryan Seacrest of today.
No,
he is. He hosts like everything. So here's what I think. It goes, It goes, who was the guy that did all the, it was Dick Clark.
Okay.
Mario Lopez. Who was the guy I just said?
Ryan Seacrest.
And then Nick Cannon. They're like the, like, we can fill in anywhere, anytime, do stupid stuff, and still have a career, guys.
Okay, I can see that.
Right?
Especially with Mario Lopez.
Right. Well, you say that, but all the other ones match, too.
But I feel like I just see Mario Lopez on everything.
But no, that's only because you met him. You think he sticks out.
Did you see his kids' Halloween costumes?
What?
Were hilarious.
No, I did not see their Halloween costumes.
They dressed up as the cast of Saved by the Bell.
No.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. It's super cute.
All right. I have to look that up. I can't look that up. I can't use my fiance's iPad. This iPad's supposed to become mine, but it hasn't happened yet. We need to get him a new laptop.
Okay.
Now I can't do anything. There's no keyboard. Oh, wait. Oh, there's a keyboard. I'll just use this one.
Okay.
Okay. What'd you say? Mario Lopez Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween. I can't be the only one in charge of sound effects. I can't be Googling and sound effecting. It's too much.
Welcome to Drive Time. Which Muppet regularly appeared on The Muppet Show?
That's an excellent question.
A. Kermit the Frog. Nice job.
Did you know that?
We're sponsored by Drive Time.
You said you wanted a sponsorship.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see. I'm not finding it. He's everywhere in costume. So that's going to have, we're going to have to put a pin in that for later. All right, yes, see. Let's see. Oh, so speaking of kids and kids' costumes and things like that. So I literally just had a conversation with Corey about why people put those baby on board suction cup sticker things on their car. And he was like, okay, seriously, like that's just as bad as driving a minivan. Like I don't need to like announce and promote that like I'm the 1950s. You know, dad.
But that's not what they're for.
But that's not what they're for. So we recently learned that as a result of, you know, kids, of course, being so tiny, even if they're buckled in properly, they can get thrown, they can get shuffled around, they can get moved. If the car is displaced in any way, they can wind up in tiny spots or under the seats. So it actually alerts the medical or emergency response teams of who could possibly be in the vehicle, namely a baby, because they're obviously a lot tinier and would take a little bit more searching to find. Now, so his response was like, hey, maybe we'll do the whole family thing so they know exactly how many people are in there. So, I mean,
family
if you
got, on board.
What is it?
Family on board.
Now, I mean, if you've got an extended family, you've got the dogs, you've got the parakeet on there, you've got all of a sudden you've got 20 people in a 9-seater van, it might be a little difficult to find out exactly who's on board, but at least you're covering your bases.
I like the ones that include an X. That like have them like an X that have them like, so it's like the mom and then like a space and then the kids and then like across the van is like the dad.
I've never seen that. What does that mean? What does that mean?
They're not together.
Oh, funny. That is what you meant. Because I was going to make a joke and be like, oh, like, you know, the ex, you know, boyfriend or the ex-husband.
They move the decal from there to there.
like, can you like identify like this person could be on board, but we're not really all that worried about them. So start with the, can you list them in order of priority?
Oh, don't do that for the kids. Don't do that for the kids.
Honey, I love you all equally. That's not true. According to the stickers on the back of the car.
You look for Johnny first.
Yes, but Johnny's going to go to college and put mommy through retirement. Aww. Johnny's smart. Mm-hmm. I believe in Johnny.
He's going to be a doctor.
He's going to be a dental hygienist. Oh my goodness gracious. So, another thing that we actually did talk about last night that I thought was really interesting is, so model Bella Lucia, who I actually don't know who she is, but apparently Julie has some familiarity with this. Sure. I presume she's a model.
Sure.
Based on the description.
Based on the name and the photo provided.
Oh, yes. Very sultry. Very sultry. Mm-hmm. Definitely a model. So she shares what she did with her placenta after giving birth to her son. I actually didn't know this is a thing, that you can actually save the umbilical cord cells to have them on hand if ever there is an issue in the future. And she actually got a little bit of flack from some of the commentators, but really what they were saying is almost kind of whining a little bit, saying, hey, you know, this is great, but I can't afford this, you know. Now, granted, that's going to be the case with a lot of things in this world. You know, if you mm-hmm. either afford things or you can't, they're either luxuries you can have or you can't. But I decided to take a peek and see, well, how expensive is this really to do? And I don't have the numbers in front of me exactly like I did the other day, but I want to say that they actually gave two options, which I thought was interesting. That was my arm. Just so we're clear. You're welcome. So they gave two options, and you could pay annually, which I think it was either $375 or $395 a year, or you could pay in full, or prepay rather, which was just under $8,000. Now, the interesting thing, okay, I'm just getting alerts on my computer. Possible missing chickens. I feel like if your chickens are missing, that it's, you either know or you don't. I don't know where that becomes a possibility.
I'm sorry.
My neighborhood app just told me that there's possible missing chickens. I don't know. Maybe
you're like out on your porch and walks by.
Maybe they're like, I mean, mom could have made them for lunch, so maybe they're not missing. I do kind of live in the woods a little bit. We have peacocks that roam wild. So we are not great on topic today. Just going to throw that out there. So back to umbilical cord cells. Mm-hmm. Either $375 or $395 a year, or just under $8,000 paid in full prepay. Now, the interesting thing is this is up to 20 years. So it's like, all right, so I have protected you and given you all the support that you could possibly need in the event of illness. But after 20, you're on your own, kid. Like that.
Which I don't know any 20-year-old that even goes to a doctor, so I'm not sure though.
Right? And let's be clear. Like, I mean, I tried to walk on glass this week and
needed stitches.
Well, that is one non-medical opinion. Yes. And there may have been a few other non-medical opinions.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure our super fan was like, stitches, getting text messages from our super fan saying, your sister needs stitches.
It's fine. Okay. Nothing a little super glue, duct tape, and butterfly bandages won't fix.
I love us staying on topic.
How many people can say that they can talk to their own foot? I mean, look, I look at it and it's like, why would you stand in glass? I don't know what you were thinking. And I'm like, I'm sorry, foot. I didn't know it was there, but I kind of thought you were hungry. I don't like glass.
I wish you all could see my sister's face when she's making this voice. Her mouth takes up her like half of her entire face when she does this. And it's
you want them to see my face. You want to quickly find their mute button. They're like, holy shit, she got loud.
And when did Miss Piggy show up?
Kermit? May I have this dance?
It's ironic because it's a foot.
Anyway,
need a glass, please. Leave the glass slipper with Cinderella.
I was just gonna say, it gives new meaning to the term glass slipper.
So, anywho, if you were hoping to save your children's lives and not necessarily have them.
What is happening tonight?
But you can save the umbilical cord cells and all the things. And I've clearly lost a lot of blood this week. That's all I'm going to say. I could have an indefinite excuse until this bad boy heals over here. I'll tell you what it is no excuse for. It's no excuse for bringing your daughter in to have her hymen checked over.
Right?
Right? I'm not as up on like certain celebrities as I should be. And I'm reading this article and I looked at our super fan and I said, who's T.I.? And he goes, oh, you're reading about the hymen, huh? I was like, yes, I am.
He's a dick is who he is.
Well, and so many reports, including Planned Parenthood, said you can't even legitimately check for that way. No. Sure, that's something that can be affected, but it is not a surefire way. He gets her to sign her rights away, essentially, every time she goes in. Like, such an invasion of privacy. Going
so
back
for those
to
those that don't know what we're talking about, T.I. brings his daughter to a gynecologist every year. Right?
I believe so, yeah.
Every year to check and make sure she's still
every
a virgin.
Wednesday.
I'm just kidding. Right. Wednesday at 2.
It just says regularly.
Regularly to make sure that she is still a virgin.
Mm-hmm. Quoted saying, I will say as of her 18th birthday, her hymen is still intact. Could you imagine hearing your father not only like,
no,
posting it in his head, but broadcasting it
for the entire world to hear.
Entire world to hear.
Imagine being her boyfriend, going, "No, it's not."
Neener, neener, neener. I've been using my wiener.
Oh, Justin, Dad thought he was safe to listen.
No, not safe, Dad. I love you. Oh, I'm sorry. I used the same sing-songy voice to say I love you as I did wiener. So
I don't want to be an awkward plane flight out here.
Well, fortunately, we didn't book our tickets together, so we'll probably not be seated together, in which case I'll have to stand up and say, him, he's mine. He raised me.
Please do that. Just to have him turn purple.
Oh, that's true. I'll do it on the flight back. I want to make sure he makes it safely to you.
Okay.
So on this article, they've got a picture of him smiling real big, hugging his daughter, and his daughter smiling real big, although she does look a little like, I had to come out for another public appearance. So not only people know my name, but they know my face. Yay.
Can you imagine the bullying she's getting at, like, if she's away at college or if she's, like, what people are saying?
I don't think she's getting bullying. I think that she is having to beat men off with a stick. Boys. We'll reiterate, boys.
He's a college 18 legally.
Off
nope.
Stick.
Nope. That took a turn.
Because really, like, seriously, is that not like he's so proud of himself that he can guarantee that this is intact? Yet all he's doing is raising the big red like cape, like a freaking Toro.
Oh yeah,
like a freaking bullfighter.
Right. Yeah.
You know, to come try and break the hymen. I literally top of the phrases I never thought I would say ever in my life.
Come and break the hymen.
sounds like a carnival game. Right?
How many throws does it take to break the hymen? One, two, three
licks to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop.
That took another turn. Oh, Meg. This is probably the dirtiest one we've done.
And yet not really.
No.
No. Dirtiest, not sweariest.
Mm. Yes.
I'd like to coin that word, please.
Sweariest. Sweariest.
400, please.
Oh my gosh. All right, Jules, what are you doing this week? Anything exciting that you're looking forward to?
I have some family coming into town.
Oh, screw that, man.
You know, making
lock your doors.
Early Thanksgiving.
Hold up the windows, lock your doors. What are you making?
Turkey.
Uh-huh.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
What are you gonna do?
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
And then what are you gonna do?
And canned cranberry sauce.
No! You know, cranberry sauce made it at the top of the list of things that people can most certainly do without but put up with.
I just want it on the table, like as decoration. Like it needs to be there.
It should be the entertainment, yes. Not the decoration. Like just to hear, I will never forget the sound that makes coming out of the can. Also, I won't really forget the visual I'm giving you right now as I'm motioning, getting the cranberry sauce out of the can.
We're going to be eating off the cranberry sauce.
Wait, so no, seriously, like every year, which again, not a great sound effect.
Truly,
Ann. For those of you who don't know, that's her full name, and she will occasionally get called that because I forget to call her anything else.
Why did you call me that? Why? What did I do? I didn't deserve
this
that.
This woman is on the run from the law and has gone by like 18 names over the course of her very short life.
Yes, I have like 47 names.
It's true. And it multiplies every day. Every day. Why is only one of your eyes blinking? Are you twitching? Are you okay?
Are you having a look at myself? I'm fine.
It's just a flesh wound.
That's what your foot said.
Well, my foot said, "It's just a flesh wound." It's also British.
Like Miss Piggy and Yoda had a love child.
Yourself it will. All right, you guys, I can't see how you can possibly stand us any longer. Nope. We're gonna sign off. I'm Meg.
I'm Jules.
Thanks so much for listening. Follow, like, comment. What do you want to know? What do you want to hear about? In the meantime, 1, 2, 3, not it.